Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ningninem Hangsi with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Akashvani organizes marathon celebrating 90 years of broadcasting. Naglen observes World Red Cross Day. Governor Nandkishore Yadav, Chief Minister Rio commend selfless service of humanitarian workers. And in West Bengal, Suvendu Adhikari elected as leader of BJP Legislature Party. Now the news in detail. Akashvani organized marathon and walkathon events across the country today as part of celebrations to mark its 90th anniversary. The event aims to promote fitness, public participation and national unity in line with the government's vision of a healthy and active India. In New Delhi, Akashvani organized a marathon with participation from employees of Akashvani, Doordarshan and Prasar Bharati along with their family members. On the occasion, Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi said the initiative will take the message of the fitness movement to the people.
इस साल 90 वर्ष पूरे करने के उपलक्ष्य में विभिन्न कार्यक्रम आकाशवाणी में आयोजित किए जा रहे हैं हमारे पूरे देश में जितने भी स्टेशन हैं जो देश में फिटनेस की एक मूवमेंट माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी के आह्वान पर आरंभ हुई उसका संदेश भी लोगों तक ले जाने के लिए ये उस कड़ी में एक कदम था कि आकाशवाणी से जैसे आपका लगाव पिछले 9 दशकों से बना हुआ है आने वाले समय में भी वैसे ही बना रहे
Director General of Akashvani, Rajiv Kumar Jain, said more events will be organized this month at 232 Akashvani Kendras across the country. Akashvani was established in 1936 and continues to be one of the country's most trusted broadcasting platforms. As part of the nationwide commemoration of 90 years of broadcasting, Akashvani Kohima today organized a marathon in Kohima. The run started from Old MLA Hostel Junction and concluded at High School Junction. A total of 180 students from six government high schools in the state capital along with staff members of Akashvani Kohima participated in the marathon. Flagging off the run, Deputy Commissioner of Kohima B. Henok Buchem said the event symbolized a marathon of voices, music, news and stories reaching millions of people through broadcasting and fostering unity through shared narratives. Gracing and closing ceremony, Director of Youth Resources and Sports, Keto Sitio Sekose, said Akashvani has played a vital role in connecting generations and continues to be an important source of information, especially in rural areas. He also stressed the importance of fitness and encouraged citizens to contribute towards the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047 through healthy living and nation building.
The aim of the government of India and our state government is to ensure that each and every citizen keeps fit. And this is one way of keeping fit. And I would like to also appreciate the Fit India program of the government of India. A fit citizen is necessary for our developed country. We are looking at a developed India where we will be standing among the top nations in the world. And all of you, fit citizens like you, are going to contribute to that.
In the boys' category, Ketusile of TM Government High School finished first, followed by Muing Pom of GHS PWD Colony and Perongui of Dr. Diluju Kire GHSS Shekhazul. In the girls' category, Vibizonyo Nienu of Dr. Niluju Kire GHSS Shikazu secured first place, followed by Yan Hola of GHS Chanmari and Avisi Kire of Dr. Niluju Kire GHSS Shikazu secured third position. Five consolation prizes were also awarded in each category. Dimapur Police has solved a kidnapping and extortion case registered at East Police Station last month with the arrest of two accused persons. In a press note, police said the case was registered following a complaint filed by a resident of Sematila in Dimapur who alleged that he was abducted by two unidentified persons on the evening of April 20 while returning home from Hong Kong market. The accused allegedly threatened him, took away his mobile phone, forced him to reveal his Google Pay password and withdrew 6,000 rupees from his account before releasing him near Vishal Megamart. During investigation, police collected evidence including CCTV footage from an IOC petrol pump at Ghorapatti and several other locations. Based on technical analysis and field operations, the first accused, M. Stephen Yantan, was arrested on April 28, while the second accused, Chumbenthang Yantan, was arrested on May 6. Dimapur police clarified that no weapon was used in the incident, contrary to earlier media reports. Police also assured citizens that serious offences are being dealt with promptly and professionally to ensure public safety and security. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Indian Red Cross Society Nagaland, IRCSN State Branch, observed World Red Cross Day today with a walkathon in Kohima under the theme Walk for Humanity. The event was flagged off from the Red Cross complex by Deputy Commissioner and President of the IRCS Kohima Branch, B. Henok Buchem. The walk culminated at Old NST. Addressing the gathering, MLA Dr. Tsilutio Rutso highlighted the importance of humanitarian service in today's world, facing conflicts, suffering and numerous challenges. He stressed that humanity rises above religion, race and age, and urged people to practice compassion through simple acts in their daily lives.
We just have to take one step forward with a heart of humanity. The problem is big, there's conflict everywhere, but until and unless we take a step forward for humanity, it can never be solved. The problems are created by human beings, and it can be solved by human beings alone, and it is only possible through humanity.
Dr. Rutso expressed hope that the walkathon would encourage people to extend help to those in need and continue nurturing compassion and humanitarian values in society. Meanwhile, in Chumukedima, the district branch of IRCSN organized a voluntary blood donation camp at St. Joseph University, Ikshe Village, in collaboration with the blood center team of District Hospital, Dimapur. Woka also observed the day with a program highlighting the importance of humanitarian service and the role of collective compassion in building stronger communities. Governor Nandakishore Yadav and Chief Minister Nipiu Rio have extended greetings to members and volunteers of the Red Cross Society on the occasion of World Red Cross Day. Governor Yadav lauded the selfless service of the members during emergencies and accidents and said their unparalleled contribution to humanity is truly inspiring. In a message, Chief Minister Rio said the Red Cross represents the spirit of humanitarianism that rises above boundaries and communities. He said the organization continues to serve as a symbol of hope and compassion during local crises and global emergencies. In West Bengal, senior BJP leader Subhendu Adhikari has been elected the leader of the state's BJP legislature party, paving the way for him to become the first BJP chief minister of West Bengal. Mr. Adhikari's name was proposed at the legislature party meeting today and formally announced by Union Home Minister Amit Shah.
लगभग 8 प्रस्ताव और समर्थन प्राप्त हुए हैं और सभी प्रस्ताव और समर्थन एक ही नाम के मिले हैं उसके बाद दूसरे नाम के लिए भी सबको समय दिया गया पर्याप्त समय दिया गया मगर कोई दूसरा नाम नहीं आया है इसलिए केंद्रीय पर्यवेक्षक के रूप में मैं श्री शुभेंदु अधिकारी जी को पश्चिम बंगाल विधानमंडल दल के नेता के रूप में निर्वाचित घोषित करता हूँ
The swearing-in ceremony of the new BJP government will be held at the Brigade Parade Ground in Kolkata tomorrow. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipiu Rio is also in Kolkata to attend the ceremony. And the Dimapur Municipal Council has directed all meat vendors within its jurisdiction to strictly maintain hygiene standards and operate only from authorized market locations. In a notification, the council said several meat, poultry and fish vendors were found operating in unhygienic conditions and called for handling meat products in a clean manner in accordance with food safety norms and public health regulations. It also prohibited sale of meat and related items along roadsides, footpaths and other unauthorized areas. The council warned that strict action including eviction will be taken against violations under municipal and public health laws. And now to round up this evening's bulletin, the headlines once again. Akashvani organizes marathon celebrating 90 years of broadcasting. Nagaland observe World Red Cross Day. Governor Nandakishore Yadav, Chief Minister Rio commend selfless service of humanitarian workers. And in West Bengal, Subhendu Adhikari elected as leader of BJP legislature party. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.